Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Kind of sad to hear about Steven Tyler the other day, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's been having trouble with his throat for quite a long time now. And actually, you know, took himself off the road for a little while trying to recover from a vocal cord injury that he had last year. But they came to the decision over the weekend. He and his band Aerosmith came to the decision that it might be time to just call it quits. So they announced that they are retiring. They are they've canceled the remainder of their tour, which was to include a January 19th concert at the United Center. And they say they're done. And a lot of rock and rollers are, you know, praising the decision. Fellow rocker Sammy Hagar, who was in town this past weekend, said that Tyler is one of the greatest rock singers of all time, and that it was very honorable for him to step away because he can't sing anymore. He said at some point he plans on doing the same thing, and said that there are plenty of other singers who should have quit a long time ago, but didn't mention any names. So you can you know, think about who that group might be, who were great singers at one time, and as they got older, weren't able to hit the notes anymore.
You know what's interesting? It was on this day, August 5, 1972, that the famous music mogul Clive Davis saw Aerosmith's act at a place in New York and immediately signed them with CBS Records for $125,000 back in 1972.
That was big money back then.
Yeah.
That was huge money. Maybe that's why they decided to call it quits now, because it was sort of the anniversary of when they started.
They've come full circle. What's going on with Zac Efron?
Zac Efron was in the hospital over the weekend. Weird details, though, that have been released on this. We know that he was in Spain, that he was taken to a hospital and stayed there overnight for what his representatives are calling a minor swimming incident at the swimming pool. So you can, this is audience participation today. You can all, you know, just try to figure out what that means. A minor swimming incident. They kept him overnight for precautionary reasons. The next morning, he posted that he is he's okay and that he is happy and healthy.
Yeah, he went swimming after he ate something, you know, like 5 minutes after he ate something.
Didn't wait for the full hour.
That's right. Yeah. That must have been it. What movies did well, and what movies didn't do well this weekend?
Well, there's only one movie that's dominating right now, and that is Deadpool and Wolverine. It now has become the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time. Took in another $97 million for its second weekend of release. So now it is, for just in 2 weeks, is sitting at $395 million, surpassing the previous top R-rated movie of all time, The Passion of the Christ. It has earned globally more than each of the previous Deadpool movies, and a lot of people you know, have texted and emailed me, because I didn't like the movie. I only gave it a Dean's List D. Now, you know, all that means is that one person didn't like the movie. I, you know, when I give my review, it's just an opinion. My opinion, your opinion. There's no right review. There is no wrong review. It's just one person's opinion. I didn't like it. A lot of other people apparently are liking it, or at least going to see it. I've heard from plenty of people who, well, I mean, a lot of people who said, I agree with you. I went to see the movie, but I didn't like it. But probably more people, you know, are liking it. The, you know, the big box office numbers doesn't mean quality movie making, because if that were the case, then fast food restaurants would be considered the finest restaurants in the world because those are the ones that make them the most money.
All right.
Just means that a lot of people go there. So it's, you know, in other words, get off my back. With I didn't like it. You liked it. So what? We have different opinions. Big deal.
Well, you know, that's the thing. You kind of read a lot of critics' reviews of these movies, and then after a while, you figure out, oh, well, this person, and maybe it's Dean, is kind of aligned with my tastes, yeah. and this person isn't. And so, you know, that's how it works, right?
Yeah, that's all. I mean, I've made no secret that, you know, these are not my favorite kind of movies. I'm not crazy about horror movies. I think I can go into any kind of movie and tell you basically what it's about and give you my take on it. Some people have said, well, you should send somebody who likes these kind of movies to see these movies then. Well, you know, I don't agree with that either because, you know, I'm not a space alien, but I can go into a sci-fi movie, and I think I can make a reasonable judgment about it. I'm not a, you know, I'm not a hobbit, but I can go see Lord of the Rings. Just because you know, I'm going to give you an honest opinion, and you can agree or disagree. Your opinion is valid. My opinion is valid. Can't we all just get along?
I think you need to take a break from social media for a while.
Yeah. And by the way, get off my back.
We'll get to some celebrities at the Olympics and more with Dean. WGN. Celebrity sightings at the Olympics. Dean.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of them here, starting off with Ryan Gosling, Ken, from the Barbie movie, and his wife, Eva Mendes. They rarely make any public appearances at all. So for them to even show up in public is a pretty rare occurrence. And they did it with their two daughters, for whom they are extremely protective, little Esmeralda and Amata. So they were out to see the women's gymnastics uneven bars final yesterday. They also were out spotted watching the horses at the individual Grand Prix freestyle. Also, Olympic related is it takes us to Munich, Germany, where Adele was doing her concert over the weekend. And you never know what to expect during an Adele show. I mean, if she doesn't like the way that she's doing a song, she'll stop the whole thing and start over again. Mm-hmm. She'll stop and talk for 15 minutes. It's very, very unpredictable when you go to see an Adele show. So the people at this show in Munich were watching her sing, and she stops the music and she starts to talk about the Olympics and is sharing words of encouragement for the athletes. And then they put up the video, the live video from the women's 100 meter final up on the Jumbotron behind Adele on the stage. And she and the audience sat there and watched the competition. And they watched Julian Alfred of St. Lucia win that race, which is, you know, kind of different and kind of unusual. But the thing about that is, you're not allowed to do that. The IOC and NBC have extremely strict rules about the usage of any video from the Olympics. And to just, you know, tap into the video that was being broadcast, I guess, probably through NBC, whatever NBC is in Munich, and to just put the feet up on the Jumbotron is slightly illegal. So what's going to happen with any of that, we do not know. But, you know, it's Adele, so I'm sure whatever it is, she doesn't care, and she'll pay the fines or go to prison. I don't know what happens.
We'll report on that tomorrow. I know you're on assignment for a couple of days. Can we play your conversation with the wrestling legend tomorrow?
Oh, sure.
While you're out?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. Yeah, I'm going back out to L.A. Kevin Hart has a new movie. There's a whole slew of stars, Jack Black, who are all in this brand new movie, and we're going to go out and talk with them, and we'll share that with you when we come back as well.
Enjoy. Thank you, Dean.
Bye.